North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 21, 2020.
Governor Baker's administration announced yesterday that the Massachusetts residents who are not eligible for regular unemployment benefits can now apply online for the new pandemic unemployment assistance program. The new federal program provides up to 39 weeks of unemployment benefits for those unable to work because of COVID-19-related reasons. Governor Baker was on Face the Nation over the weekend and expressed why Massachusetts is teaming up with nearby states for a regional approach to reopening businesses.
Well, I guess the first thing I'd say is part of the reason we chose to join that collaborative is there's a tremendous amount of cross-border activity that takes place when there is a functioning economy between and among all those states in the Northeast. We have people who work in those states. We have people who live in those states and work in Massachusetts. We have tons of companies that do business back and forth. And I think us thinking about this regionally is an important element because I don't want Massachusetts to do something that makes life incredibly complicated for New York or New Jersey or New Hampshire or Vermont. And I certainly don't want them to do something that unwittingly creates issues and problems in Massachusetts. I think generally the biggest thing we're interested in guidance from the feds on is a lot of the stuff that comes out of the CDC and the FDA, which we take very seriously, incorporate into our own guidance and our own advisories, and in some cases orders that we issue in Massachusetts. I know that's true for many other states. I also think the other issue that's important from the feds is they approve and drive a lot of the policy and what ultimately becomes sort of the facts on the ground with respect to testing and treatments. And as a in a state where there are a number of companies that are deeply invested in either the development of treatments or vaccines or have hospitals that are involved in clinical trials associated with treatments for COVID-19, the federal government's role with respect to treatments is enormously important.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
Sean Horgan's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. Gloucester lost one of its fishing sons on Monday afternoon when 49-year-old Niccolo Vitali, a crewman aboard the Miss Sandy, went overboard as the vessel returned from fishing and later died at Addison Gilbert Hospital. The cause of death was not immediately released, according to Sean Horgan. Chief Warrant Officer John Roberts, commander of Coast Guard Stations Gloucester, said the Coast Guard received a distress call from the Miss Sandy's captain, Vince Taramina, that a crew member had gone into the water off the boat's deck and could not be located. Roberts is quoted as saying he said he turned around and his crew member wasn't there. He said he didn't even know how long he was missing. He could have been up to 2 miles. Captain Al Cotone of the Sabrina Maria, who often fishes in tandem with the Miss Sandy, said the Miss Sandy was about a mile outside the breakwater when Taramina discovered Vitali missing from the deck. Roberts said the Coast Guard launched a 29-foot boat and a 47-foot life-saving boat from Station Gloucester. He said Sector Boston also dispatched a helicopter to assist in the search. Gloucester fishing vessels Santo Pio, owned and captained by Joe Orlando, and the Angela Plus Rose, which is owned and captained by Paul Vitali, Niccolo Vitali's cousin, joined the search. Much more in this story in today's Gloucester Times.
Lynn Counselor-at-Large Brian LaPierre hosted a COVID-19 update on Lynn Community TV yesterday. In that, he shared some numbers about how Lynn is increasing in the number of COVID-19 cases.
Today, unfortunately, I have to report that on Monday, April 20th, 2020, we have 1,108 number of confirmed positive cases in Lynn. That is a huge increase from over the weekend. 94 cases are reported now to be in recovery, which is good news. And 26 Lynn residents have now succumbed to the virus. We lost 5 people over the weekend in Lynn.
Counselor at Large LaPierre also noted that the actual number of positive COVID-19 cases in Lynn could be much higher.
Now today, we have just reported 1,108 cases. That is an increase of 746 cases over the last 10 days. Some say you multiply that number by up to 10 times the amount for a real, true, accurate number. Because many of our folks who are not exhibiting any symptoms may still have the case, the virus, but have not been able to get a test, a proper test, so they're unable to test positive or not. And some do not feel any effects of this. So with the multiplier in place of up to 10 times that number, it is conceivable that we have well over 10,000 people in the city of Lynn infected by the virus. So please, when we say we are in the midst of the surge, this is the surge right before our eyes. The data backs that up. So we want everyone to be safe.
Lynn City Councilor at Large, Brian LaPierre.
Town Administrator in Rockport, Mitch Vieira, is reporting that in the weekly COVID-19 update, as of Monday, the COVID-19 total case count for Rockport was 23. This number includes individuals that have recovered. The case in Essex County, 5,153, and throughout the Commonwealth, it continues to rise steadily, according to Vieira, and it's crucial that people keep up all preventive medicines, including staying at home. Board of Health continues to strongly encourage everyone to wear a cloth face mask or covering whenever you are out in public. This applies to everyone over the age of two, no exceptions. This is in Rockport, of course, and remember, you're doing this to protect others in addition to social and physical distancing as recommended by the CDC and DPH.
Lynn Community Health Center will begin to offer walk-through coronavirus testing for its patients today. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item that the outdoor clinic will be set up in a tent at the Element Care parking lot at 9 Buffum Street, located across the street from the health center's main site on Union Street. Dr. Jeff Pachensky of Lynn Community Health Center, their chief medical officer, said healthcare workers will be able to test up to 100 patients per day at the downtown clinic with test kits that are being provided by North Shore Medical Center. The service will only be available for current Lynn Community Healthcare Center patients who need both a referral and an appointment to be tested at the clinic, and only those who exhibit COVID-19 symptoms will be tested.
Taylor Ann Bradford's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. Students may want to hold off purchasing corsages and renting limos this spring. Not that you could do that right now anyway. But this won't be forever, an expectation that stay-at-home orders in response to the pandemic will conflict with the end of the school year plans. The Gloucester School Committee is considering the possibility of rescheduling prom and graduation for students enrolled in the school district. School Committee Vice Chairperson Melissa Joy Texera Prince is quoted as saying, "I am looking for a rescheduled date, not a cancellation. Our best childhood memories usually include prom and graduation, and I don't want to take that away from any student." Potential new dates for these two events will be discussed at Wednesday night's school committee meeting, which will be held virtually on the online meeting platform of Zoom. School committee chairman Jonathan Pope is quoted as saying, "There is no specific plan in front of us." Senior events were not the only memorable moments Texera Prince was said to be altered during the COVID-19 crisis. Fifth graders will also have to alter their graduation and will have missed milestones such as the Mad Hat Ball and Nature's Classroom. More on this in today's Gloucester Daily Times.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. We always do like to hear from you. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. MSONewsSports@gmail.com. It's Tuesday. Have a great day.